Mrs. Olivia Buckley of Cherry Brook invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Michael Ward.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Coming up in this hour, how's this? Wise Men by James Blunt and Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Have all our Christmases come at once? There will be a little bit of talking, I'm afraid, as well, as we finally put the Rex Hunt madness to bed once and for all and give you the opportunity to call up and be Rex Hunt.
That's what a fool does.
But hey, I've talked too much already. Let's get on with the better music and more of it. Errol, that's Australian Crawl here at Get This. Welcome to another week. It's myself, Tony Martin. It's that man, Richard Marsland.
How are you, Tony?
Fred Cavalli. How do you feel it's going?
Well, hopefully it's going okay. I've been enjoying it immensely.
You've not been eating enough on air.
I know. I need to chow down more sandwiches.
Do we know where Cavalli is? Have we tracked him down? Still in Prague?
Yeah, the World Cup's on in Germany, so I think
so
he's
in
Hungary.
So he'll be somewhere else. Of course he will be. What about the new format? I'm not sure the song at the beginning. Apparently it's stopping people from switching over.
We come out of the gates bang with a song.
People are not happy. I'm getting emails like this one from Cougar Palinyandi, who writes, "For the love of God, no more Nickelback! I can't get my rocks off and the girl is definitely not happy when you play Nickelback." He is, of course, referring to Rex Hunt. But hey, let's bring someone else in to help us boot this show up. Michael Ward, give him a round.
Yes, I will.
Have you got a round? I'll just have to imagine one otherwise.
That speaks volumes.
There you go.
That speaks volumes. Not even the fake applause knows who I am.
The computer's going, well, it's a name, but he's not in Big Brother. He's not on that dancing program. No, he's comedy writer Michael Ward. If you don't know him, you've certainly been laughing at some of his gear over the year. In fact, Michael.
Yes.
Do you not have a show up at the moment? Are you one of the few people who could actually say they've got a television program?
Yes, it's just about, it goes into production tomorrow. It's a show called Stupid, Stupid Man. It's on cable television, though.
Of course.
So that's a little bit of a mark against it. But starts tomorrow, and it's the only comedy being made in Australia right now.
When you say starts tomorrow, you mean starts filming?
Starts filming tomorrow.
With our friend Wayne Hope.
Wayne Hope, the man who advertises soup.
Yep.
And Bob Franklin's in it as well.
Excellent. Well, you know, cable TV, they make that, you know, Love My Way. That's the best drama on Australian TV. Well,
absolutely.
The ABC's busy making agony aunt-style panel shows.
Well, let's cross our fingers that it makes the leap from cable to commercial TV.
All right, good on you. Now, what about, have you sold your house on the weekend? Was that what you were doing?
That is the huge news, Tony. Yes, we sold our house on the weekend. The place is just a little bit too small now that we've got the twins, and also I've got the elephantiasis, so that's making it very small. But
burden.
Sold it on the weekend and got a good profit, but of course that profit is wiped out by the amount you spend on cleaning products, keeping the place clean for 5 weeks. It's absolutely insane. I'm so sick and tired of cleaning.
Do you get in other people's furniture to make your house look fancier?
We had a look at a house on the weekend because we're also looking around to buy one now, and it was all, they've moved out long ago. They've gone to Adelaide, and it's all just this sort of Stepford Wives kind of look in the house now, just beautifully organised. But no, all our stuff's in there still. But you've got to move a lot of stuff out to sort of make it uncluttered.
We naively bought a house years ago, and completely on the basis of the fantastic furniture that the real estate agent had put in there.
And then, of course, they take it out.
That's right.
And you're left with the shell.
We were left with a house that was made of weatherboards, and the weatherboards were completely rotted away and made of basically cardboard, and they just painted over it.
Yeah.
And we had, you have someone from the bank come around who's meant to value the house?
Yes.
That's just a load of, that is nonsense. The bloke just obviously came there and he sat in his car and went, that's a house, and went off and signed a document. And when we bought the house, we discovered that if you went outside and just pushed the weatherboard, your finger just went all the way through.
So you didn't get one of the, you know, because people bring around their builder friend or an Archie Centre guy and they check it out. You didn't get one of those?
We were young, we were stupid. I had Rex Hunt sketches to be writing. There was no time to be valuing a house. Important work to be done. But do you go, when you're there, are you there bidding on your own house, bolstering up the numbers? Is that illegal now?
It's like you're some sort of, you know, celebrity or something. Everybody's out the front gathering for the auction, and 5 minutes before, you sort of slip through the crowd, sort of just with your hand up, you know, to your face so nobody sees you, even though nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
And you sort of slip in the back, and you go inside, and you sit in the lounge room, and the auctioneer who's out the front, who's actually who was the brother of Jason Stevens, your old mate from...
Oh, really?
Yeah. from...
I think his entire family's in real estate. I'm not sure. He's an enigmatic man.
He is. But you sit in there and you hear the guy on the mic and he's doing the auction and you're just sitting in there. It's like, and you expect Michael Caton to come in and sort of tell you how it's going. And then it's all over and the people come in and you shake their hands and they give you a little bottle of wine and and then you can just trash the joint after that.
But it's quite the day, isn't it, the auction, because a lot of people come from the neighbourhood to check out the property.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of sticky beaks, mate, and they've got no intention of buying the house whatsoever. They come through and they want to look at your books and your CDs and your DVDs, and I had all that under lock and key. And, they just come around and have a look, and the neighbours are sticking their noses in. So we've got the big sold sign out the front now, and, we're looking around. So if anybody's got a huge house they want to sell for very cheap, then give us a call.
And what about, of course, the other big story? I know it wasn't quite as big as your auction, but the Nicole Kidman wedding, did you follow that on the TV?
I did. Well, I read this. Just correct me if I'm wrong here, but there's this whole prenuptial thing. And,
yes.
According to what I read, if the marriage breaks down, Nicole doesn't have to give Keith Urban a cent if he sort of mucks it up by sort of drinking or taking drugs.
Right.
And... on the other hand, if the marriage breaks down for some reason, Keith doesn't have to give her a cent if she makes a sequel to BMX Bandits.
Is that right?
That's in the contract, apparently.
I think she should. I'd love to see. I'd rather see that than the human stain.
She'd have to frizz the hair again, though, surely, just to keep the continuity going. Oh, maybe it's set 10 years in the future and the hair is, hair's less frizzy.
Maybe Baz could get on board and do that, because I saw in the paper Kidman has denied reports that Lerman... was filming the wedding video.
Take 7 hours, wouldn't it?
There'd be reshoots. Right, we're going to have to come back tomorrow to continue the journey. Because it's always the journey Baz Luhrmann.
So was he just a guest, or did he... Because when I saw it on the news, it was like there was some secret. He might have something to do with how it looked or the entertainment or something. But he was just purely a guest, was he?
Oh, I've no idea.
Because who cares, really? I mean, it's out of all proportion, except for Angela Bishop. She's into it, but... who else cares, really?
But, yeah, Baz will do the video and it'll just be cut, cut, cut. You won't be able to see anything that's going on. And it'll cost so much money that we'll all just have to pretend we like it a little bit more than we do.
Yeah.
All right. Look, the big ones are being tackled. And, as I say, your chance. Have you been following the Rex Hunt thing?
Yes, I have been. Could you refresh my memory, though, please? One more time.
Okay.
I'm invincible. I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
We're putting it to bed today, people. This is the last show we're going to play that.
Now, I know that's an incredible coincidence, but I'm sure those were the exact same words in Keith Urban's wedding vows. Were they not?
They would be great vows. I'm invincible. I'm paying money. What a beautiful sentiment. Yes, it's the last chance to hear that today. We're going to put it to bed once and for all, and we're going to let you have a crack at it on Get This. Yes, but I think you've probably asked it enough times now. That's James Blunt, wise man here at Get This on Triple M. Michael Ward, comedy writer Michael Ward, film reviewer Michael Ward is with us. Comedy Inc., do you work for that show?
I write for Comedy Inc., yes.
Why is it Comedy Inc.? That's America. Shouldn't it be Comedy Proprietary Limited in Australia?
I think you're absolutely right, Tony, and I argued for that strongly, but they did not listen to me.
Okay. Well, here's someone we can always get a bit of sense out of. Hopefully he's on the end of the line. It's time to cross to... No.
Oh.
Ed Cavalier? No sign of him?
He's dropped away.
We had him, and now we're trying to get him back.
We had him, now we're trying to get him back.
Okay.
Oh, we do have him.
My life, my dream, nothing's going to stop.
Otto Fister.
Are you there, Ed Cavalier?
Yes.
What happened?
Hello, Tone.
Did the James Blunt just drive you away for a moment?
No, my phone dropped out because I was sitting in the bathroom trying to be quiet and there's no reception in there.
Now, say hello to we've got Michael Ward and Richard Marsland.
How you doing, Ed?
Hello. Hey, Michael. Hey, Rich. Hello. Hey, Tone, did you see, of course, Australia got through?
Is this the soccer?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, listen, Fister updates. Togo have been, surprisingly, knocked out of the tournament.
Oh,
three
no.
3 games. I know. A nation mourns.
Were there any games. Togo hooligans on the streets, flinging raffia chairs at people?
There was none of that, but they lost all three games. I don't know if, I can't remember if they scored a goal. I should know, but I don't. And Otto Pfister called, he said he's going to sue the Togo FA for, like, mistreatment of his good self. And guess what's happened to him? And guess what's happened to him?
What?
What? He's been awarded 4 more years in charge of Togo.
Give him a round. How about a round for Otto Pfister? Wardy, have you been following the Otto Pfister story?
I have. It's been a fairy tale journey, hasn't it?
Hasn't it, though?
So, Togo, did they score a single goal during the World Cup?
No.
Not one goal?
Not as such, Tone.
Three games?
Not as such.
Not as such. Right. No. But how does it Otto get another 4 years then?
I think it's his shirts. I think it's his abuse of the officials that are paying his wages.
It's his name.
I think that's big points in Togo, you know?
Okay. Hey, now, Eddie, you trying to speak quietly. Where are you?
No, I'm out on the street now. I'm pacing the streets of Prague in my kind of underwear / pajamas, just chatting on the phone. It's quite nice.
So you're still in Prague?
No, we leave tomorrow morning. We've got a really early train.
Haven't you said that, like, every day for the last week at the end of your cross?
We extended our trip because we were having fun. We went to a really good reggae night, and we thought we'd stick around for an extra night.
Oh, when you say reggae night, were they playing Paris Hilton's new single, her reggae single?
Have you heard that, Michael?
No.
I don't want to hear it.
It's probably the single worst song that's ever been recorded. But the video... The video's just her...
Papa Zoo?
Oh, well, okay, second worst. But the video is just Paris romping about near nude, and it's not till like after 3 minutes of that you go, oh, there's a song playing. Oh, and it's terrible. And for some reason, it's reggae.
Hey, Tone.
Yes?
This is something you'll like. I was listening to the commentary today, and the commentary's all been in Czech. I haven't understood a word of it, but every now and again they have, like, this kind of English interludes. And today, during one of the games, this guy comes on and says, well, you know, FIFA have come out and said that this ball that they're using in the World Cup this year is the roundest ball they've ever used.
The roundest ball? Obviously, in the Czech Republic, I think they still use the, you know, the more...
Cube.
The trapezoid. Yeah.
The trapezoid's very big.
Very uneven bounce with the trapezoid. And we were just walking home. We were walking home here, and there's all these guys, like, Prague is, like, the best place ever. But there are these dudes that kind of, like, trying to hustle you to get you into strip clubs. And we were standing there eating some kind of late-night sort of hot dog. And there was this family, like a father, a mother, and two kids, both under 7, sort of walking home. And this guy walks up to him and goes, come on, guys, come in and have a look at the girls, right? And the dad goes... What? I'm with my wife and children. To which the Spruger responds, that's okay, we've got child minding.
I think they have that at Hooters too now. Hey, Ed, has there been much news about... something does interest me is the footballers' wives and their outrageous behaviour. Have you been following all that?
No, I haven't heard anything. I saw Victoria Beckham looking like a kind of sunburnt cornflake in the stands outside the stuff. What's going on?
Well, apparently the Victoria Beckham news is that she's been she's gone home after a dogged photographer from the German tabloid Bild secured a grainy image of what appeared to be cellulite on her thigh. The same newspaper then went on to publish a photo of Miss Beckham's secret bald spot, the result of too many hair extensions. And she's not been turning up at any nighttime functions because she says that sleeplessness ages the skin.
Oh, come on.
Obviously subjecting it to continual ultraviolet light. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much sleep she's going to get. Nothing is going to change that nose that she has that's from the local shop in the League of Gentlemen. You know, she's got one of those.
Fair enough. So we're off tomorrow because Australia's about to beat Italy tomorrow. You know that, Tone, right?
I've heard.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. It's a done deal?
Oh, it's 100%. It's 100%.
And you're going to be there, are you?
The game's in
another country.
I'm going to be in Berlin, so I'm getting closer.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Ed Cavalli.
Thank you, sir. Nice to speak to you all.
And we'll have a report from another Czech Republic strip club tomorrow on Get East.
Get this.
I don't want to comment on it.
For Mrs. Olivia Buckley of Cherry Brook on Triple M.
It's Get This on Triple M, and next up we're going to put the Rex Hunt madness to bed once and for all. And hang on, isn't this a song that sets off the dog? Get it. Summer of 69. That's Brian Adams right there at Triple M. It's Get This right around the nation with myself, Tony Martin, Richard Marsland pushing buttons.
Great.
Michael Ward, writer.
My buttons are being pushed.
Just riding in the sidecar, looking for some big stories in the news. What about this business last week where Australian soldiers decided to machine gun the Iraqi trade minister? By mistake.
Yes, okay.
It was an error of judgment. But I love how, I think it's, you know, the heat's off now, but for a while there, the Trade Minister was so angry he was going to call off all wheat deals with Australia. But I think they're back on now, which is a pity, because that, by calling them off, that would have saved us millions of dollars in bribe money. Nobody had stopped to consider that. Any other international stories? There was obviously, there's no jokes to be made about shootings in Thailand, and I'm not going to, but I understand that the shooters were yelling out a Thai word, which I'm not going to say because it'll offend people, but it translates as penis. What I didn't know, Michael, is that penis is the most offensive word you can use in Thailand. It's the most severe form of abuse.
Really?
Yeah, penis. So if you're at a Thai restaurant, don't complain about the penis.
Which I did last night, actually.
You'll just be offending people.
Yes.
Is it time to go up the mountain? Actually, it's not. We're going in a bit early today, because what we're going to do is, you've obviously been hearing about our Rex Hunt trouble.
It's across the papers, across the news. Yep.
The boat ramp of life. Saw that story in the New Idea last week.
Yes, yes.
We've been playing this clip, and we started by just playing it a couple of times, and then the listeners kept calling up and say, play it again, make it a ringtone, cut it to music, put it with scenes in movies, why don't you do this, why don't you do that? Then we stopped doing it for a couple of days. Yep. Complaints! You've got to bring it back. But I think, you know, enough is enough. You know, you just can't keep doing this forever. So what we're going to do is we're going to end today's show with the ultimate Rex Hunt got my rocks off sketch.
Oh, it's a Rex extravaganza.
And then it'll be pens down and we can move on to do other things on this program.
Yeah.
What they might be, I don't know. We'll probably be back doing it by Friday. But, you know, it has gone on long enough. The things people have encouraged us to do. Have you got an example there?
I'm paying money. The girl's happy.
I can't believe
she's got no money.
This should have been a hit.
I'm paying money. I got my rocks off.
So, you know.
Oh, how good is this?
You think doing something like that would be enough, but no, people say, do more.
How good is this? How good is this?
Why not have him take some bongo lessons?
Relax. Make yourself as comfortable as possible.
That's what a fool does.
And now you're ready to play bongos.
Oh, how good is this?
Hold on, Mr. Bongo.
I'm paying money.
And it was a successful ringtone. It's actually, I don't know if it's in the ringtone charts, but you can download it. And here's an example of something we did where it was used as a ringtone.
G'day, mate. Sizzle here again. Listen, I got your message. I don't appreciate the sarcasm, mate. We don't play that much Nickelback. And, you know, even if we do, we don't play it as much as you play that bloody Rex Hunt clip. Jeez, how many...
girl's happy.
Hang on.
She's got
that's
no
my
money.
Phone.
I got my rocks off.
Actually, oh, mate, it does make for a pretty good ringtone.
The girl's happy.
Check it out.
No money. I got my rocks off.
There you go. Even I had to get in on the action. I think I did a duet with Rex for Ed's webpage.
Ed Cavalier's webpage. One click and you will say.
Oh, how good is this?
Or so he claims.
I'm invincible. I got my rocks off.
But what about the rest of us?
Yes, he is invincible.
I am strong.
I'm invincible. Invincible.
I am
she's got no money. The girl's happy. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
Have you had enough yet, Michael?
No, I haven't.
You know what it's like? It's like just eating so much chocolate that it will turn you off ever eating chocolate again. That's what we're doing today. We're just going to play it so many times that people will never want to hear it again. Remember when people challenged us to do this?
You talking to me? I'm paying money.
You talking to me?
The girl's happy.
Who the f*** do you think you're talking to?
She's got no money.
Oh, yeah?
I got my rocks off. Huh? I'm invincible.
You're dead.
Oh, how good is this?
I mean, how much can you do with those six lines?
Go and get a pen and paper, everybody, because this is what we're going to do today. We're just going to get you to call up and do the line.
That's all you have to do.
Is that a talkback mountain, do you reckon?
Yeah.
No challenging creative dilemma or, you know, incident from your own life. Just call up and say the line. Have you got your pen and paper? Because there are seven components to the line. Line number one.
I'm invincible.
Okay. Line number two.
I'm paying money.
Now, this is the part a lot of people leave out. Line number three. It's just that you've got to have that in there. Okay. Line number four.
The girl's happy.
Line number five.
She's got no money.
You're keeping up, everybody? Write this down. Line number six.
I got my rocks off.
And, of course, you booted home with...
Oh, how good is this?
That's all you have to do. Put them all together, and for one final time, it sounds like...
I'm invincible. I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
Now, the serious aficionados will remember to have a little teacup rattling in the background. I'm not sure what that's about.
Yeah.
It's just in a couple of points there, there's a teacup rattling. Have you ever done something like this, Woody? Got something in your head that you just can't get out of your head, like a song lyric or a phrase, and you just keep saying it and saying it and saying it?
Absolutely, and you've now stuck that in my head for the rest of the day, that's for sure. And overnight, probably.
Years ago, it was Please Explain by Pauline Hanson, and people just could not stop saying it. Me and Mick Molloy, we'd sit in our office, the phone would ring, you pick it up, and it'd just be, Please Explain, and then someone would just hang up, giggling.
And Not Happy Jan is another one that everybody's hooked onto.
That's right, yeah. And I just couldn't... for years, this is all I would do.
Oh!
When Beavis and Butthead was on, I would drive people nuts, just go, oh! During really serious stories on the news. Hundreds of fatalities in Mexico.
Oh!
And now sport.
Yes, that's all we want from you today. Call us up. And say those seven magic lines. 1-3-3-5-3. That's Coldplay. The songs seem to have very sudden endings today.
Someone's just cut off the end of Coldplay.
Is it the Haunted Studio? Is that what it is?
It is.
Things like that happen. We are the only show. Michael Ward is co-hosting.
Hello.
We are the only show that dares to broadcast from this room. Mick Molloy will not step in here.
The hairs on the back of my neck stood up as soon as I walked through the door this morning.
Marty Sheargold says they've got to bring an exorcist in before he'll even look in the door.
The eyes of Dr. Dan on the painting follow you around the room, like a Scooby-Doo cartoon. Yeah.
Dr. Dan, for those who are wondering, used to be the logo for Triple M. He was a huge winged beast with a guitar.
Now it's the monkey, isn't it? Yeah.
It's the monkey.
Sorry.
He does have wings, I think, but they're airbrushed out for the commercial. What are we doing? We're playing... Talkback Mountain, where, by popular demand, all we're asking people to do today is to call up and be Rex Hunt.
That's what a fool does.
Who have we got on the line now, Mr. Marsland?
Let's say hello to Ian. Hi, Ian.
Hi, guys.
Hey, where are you calling us from, Ian?
Brisbane.
Oh, how's the water situation?
Tight.
Right, how's Mayor...
They call it a green drought.
Is Mayor Ed Harris tackling the problem by drinking less water than everybody else?
Mayor Ed Harris.
Haven't you seen a photo? Oh, that's Ed Harris, isn't it? From Pollock?
Oh,
are there still mayors on the news holding up water that's had fecal matter removed from it, saying it's just as good as normal water?
I just wonder if they actually drink it afterwards. Yeah.
Well, it's the way the rest of the country will be going, so thanks for leading the charge up there, team. Ian, are you ready to say the lines?
I am.
Have you limbered up?
Well, I was going to start with a bit of yibbida yibbida, you know, but no, I'm good. I'm good.
All right.
Thank you, Mother, for the rabbits.
Okay. In your own time, Ian of Brisbane.
I'm invincible. I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
Very nice, Ian. And have you been employing that line in your daily life?
Well, yeah, it's become part of my part of the regular run that I give. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for taking part.
Cheers,
and
guys.
Good luck with the water up there. Who have we got next, Richard?
Hi, Dan.
How's it going?
Dan, where are you calling from?
I'm from the Burn in Ingleburn.
Oh, well, how's the water situation there?
There is none.
No water?
No.
Oh, okay. So are you just washing the car with air?
Pretty much.
Mayonnaise.
Are you ready to Rex up for us?
Ready to go.
Take it away.
I'm invincible. I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
What's your favourite part of it, do you reckon?
That's the how good is this.
Yeah, it's because you can put so much relish into that. I do like the girl's happy, though. And I find myself just saying it constantly. The girl's
as long
happy.
As the girl's happy.
Because, of course, she has no money. Thank you very much. Who's
no
next?
Let's say hello to Brad. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, hello, guys.
Where are you calling from, Brad? Your car?
Yeah, in the car. Home, Victoria.
Oh, I hope you've pulled over to the side of the road.
I have, yep.
All right. Because, you know, you might look a bit foolish if you're just doing Rex Hunt.
It's illegal as well to do Rex Hunt impressions while you're driving.
That's right. A lot of trouble. But, okay, take it away, sir.
All right. I'm invincible. I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She got no money. I got me rocks off. Oh, how good is that?
Oh, look.
Oh, wait a minute. Quite technicality.
Yes.
I did pick it up.
Yes, Michael.
How good is that, he did say.
Oh, how good is that? And I think he might have left out the
Yeah.
Before the girl's happy.
Yeah. So a little bit points marked down there. And also, nobody's rattled the teacup yet, Tone.
No one has. Have you got a China service with you in the car there, sir?
No.
Well, I think, you know, he gets a lot of points for the enthusiasm.
Yeah, no.
Rising towards a climax, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I cannot condone leaving out the So let's see if Tren can boot it home. Are you there, Tren?
G'day, how are you, Tony? Mars, hello, mate.
You calling from Sydney?
Yeah, I am. I'm Martin Place.
And whereabouts are you?
Martin Place.
Oh, what's happening? What's the big news down there?
Nothing much, just people going crazy over the Socceroos.
Oh, really? They're still persisting with that, are they? You're going to be staying up tonight?
Oh, mate, I will be. And I'll be going into work.
Really? How much sleep will you have?
Oh, mate, the same 2 hours.
Right, you operate heavy machinery, do you?
Yeah.
What's your job?
Really, sitting at a computer.
Oh, sitting at a computer, you can fake your way through that. No worries. All right, sir, time to be Rex. Take it away.
No worries. I'm invincible. I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got her money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
Gave it a lot of gas there.
Good morning.
Superb.
I'd like to think, Trent, that every time Australia scores a goal tonight, you'll be doing that line.
Oh, how good is this?
Very nice. Well, I think we've got it out of our systems now, but there is a prize for you, the listeners, the ultimate Rex Hunt sketch, which does not feature a single word of Rex. What are we up to? That'll be next on Get This. Devo, whip it. It is Get This on Triple M, where Michael Ward, writer Michael Ward, has been keeping us company and sold his house on the weekend.
I did, Tone, and I was pretty worried leading up to the sale because I don't know if you saw on the news, there was a story about thieves now targeting houses via the internet. They look at the real estate websites and they look at those virtual tours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you can see, you know, you can see on the net the sort of the different rooms in a house and sort of see what it looks like and see if it's sort of the floor plan you like.
Right.
The thieves have a look at it and then they go and rob the house based on what they see.
Based on the plans on the internet.
Yeah, and the rooms they see and they see all the furniture. So that was a real worry for us. So in the lead up to the auction, I basically spray painted all our walls with "Please do not rob us" in huge letters in case they did that virtual tour. And it seemed to work out all right, but the sale price was down a bit.
So I haven't seen this, a virtual tour. So it's like a three-dimensional, you can basically walk through the house.
Yeah.
And look at all the furniture and look at where the alarms are. And
that's absolutely right. And we had just, you know, I think it's some websites have it, some don't. We had one where it was just sort of pictures of the room sort of fading, you know, dissolving into each different room. But we also had this little thing called a face-to-face where on our website where the real estate agent talks to you as soon as you click onto the site and tells you about the house that you're looking at.
And does he start lying instantly?
Well, he starts saying about our house. He said, you know, it's beautiful to sit in the backyard on a summer's night, lovely courtyard with a magazine sipping a glass of Chardonnay. Right, and we drink red wine, but that's a nice little picture. And then the other day I went to another house on the same website, and the face to face comes up, and you click it on, and he's going, and in the backyard on a beautiful summer's night, it's lovely to sit there with a magazine and a glass of Chardonnay. He's using the same line on various houses.
I like to think that he's checked that out, though, that he's gone to each of those properties with a mag and a shard just make sure he's not talking nonsense.
Yes.
I love that. Can you go through and look at what books people have got on the shelves? You know, there's nothing I like more than an article in a newspaper that's accompanied by a photo of someone in front of their own bookshelf with their books.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you do that? Do you have the magazine on its side trying to see what books people have got?
What you need is one of those things like in Blade Runner where you can zoom in, click, 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 click into the, zoom right up and see the, I love seeing what's on people's shelves.
Look at that. Stephen Hawking's got a copy of Black Dog with Patrick Swayze. Just things like that. Okay, Rex Hunt, it's time to put it to bed. This will be, hopefully, the last ever sketch we do on the matter. I actually decided to get the final word on the ugly business involving Robin Hood and the back alleys by speaking to no one else but our federal treasurer, Peter Costello. Mr. Costello, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Tony.
Now, Rex Hunt has been described in the press as a philanderer, an exhibitionist. He's been called a hypocrite.
Oh, certainly in a league with you, Tony, I'd say.
Right.
I could apply all of those to you as well.
Well, according to the New Idea, he likes to leap about nude in laneways.
You've got to admire that in somebody, and I do.
Shouting obscenities and indulging in acts of self-gratification. I mean, you must have heard about this.
Look, the full, gruelling ordeal has now been laid bare, including on your program.
I mean, he sounds like an interesting bloke, I'll say that much.
Well, he's somebody who's taken his package out, the huge package.
Right.
Possibly the world's biggest package.
Wow.
Ever. And I pay tribute to him because of that.
Yes, but wouldn't it be better for everyone if he just kept it in his pants?
Well, I think bringing it out in the open is an important point.
You seem to be a supporter of jumping about nude in laneways.
Well, I think that should be permissible. Yes, I do.
You realise that the woman who participated in these antics with Rex has been...
Yeah, scarred for life.
Well, yes.
She's obviously been horrified by what she's seen. She's gone public.
Yeah.
I think a lot of what's been going on has been known, but I think a lot of people have been too afraid to speak out about it in the past.
Rex has, of course, made a full public statement of regret.
Well, I think it was well handled in a difficult situation. Look, it shouldn't have happened, Tony.
No.
None of us wished it had have happened.
No, no.
It's regrettable, it's unforgivable, but I think he did what he could in a very difficult situation.
He's made some very interesting comments.
Look, people will interpret his comments in various ways.
I'm invincible.
Well,
I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money.
Well, Tony, I don't really feel it's up to me to interpret these words. Look, I look at them, I note them, other people will interpret them. It's a matter for him, he's made his package apparent.
He has, Tony, but Mr. Costello, look, the reason I'm asking you about Rex Hunt is because, well, as I understand it, you two are quite close friends.
Look, over the years I've had a number of conversations with Rex, but I won't go into what we've discussed over the years.
There must have been pretty interesting stuff in there.
Tony, nothing that you would find particularly exciting, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hear that you yourself like to leap about in laneways in the nutty.
Yeah, quite possibly. Yes, I do.
You've not mentioned this before.
Well, it's rude to talk about yourself in these conversations, Tony.
The word is you like to go freeballing in the House of Representatives.
Well, I'm just a happy chap. That's one of the reasons why I look happy.
Right. Well, Mr. Costello, thanks for your time today.
It's a great pleasure to be with you, Tony.
I'm sure it is. And I think there may have been a slight amount of editing, Michael, in there.
Just a touch.
Just for cosmetic reasons. No other reason. Thank you to everyone who called in and did a Rex today. Thank you very much, Michael, for coming in. Anything to pluck?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
No more houses going on the market.
No, as I say, if you want to sell your house to me, then give me a phone call.
Yes.
It's got to be big, though.
133353. Bert Newton is going to be co-hosting the program on Wednesday. Or rather, I feel like I'll be co-hosting the program. Probably Bert will be hosting it. And if you'd like to hear previous offences from this program, the podcast is up there. It goes up every Thursday at about midday. But the new one is out now. I'm not sure what's on there, but it's a top listen, whatever it is. And look, time for us to go. I think our key phrase today was... sorry, what was that? Fine. And we'll be back tomorrow with Fifi Box. Yes. And it's all thanks to our very good friend, Mrs. Olivia Buckley of Cherry Brook.